Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? It's your host, Matty A. Welcome to another episode of Friday Food for Thought, something always keep you thinking on your toes to help you on your march to a million and beyond. If you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of Millionaire Mindcast. If you enjoy these podcasts, be sure to share them with a friend, or all I ask is that you leave a review on iTunes or whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening to this content on. And if you have a question, be sure to hit me up at 844-447-1555, or if you just want to say what up, that's the beauty of this platform, is it's not just one way. I get to text back and forth with many of you. You can hit me up, 844-447-1555. And if you want to get my free real estate investing course, you can text the word invest to 844-447-1555. With that being said, you know, as I was talking with a friend up at my hotel this last week in Lake Tahoe, and we were having a conversation and just talking about 2020 and how much of a movie it has felt like, this twilight zone it feels like we're living in. It's like, shit, what is next? You know, some of the things that you would have never thought about, couldn't have even scripted, you know, have come out of the woodworks. And it's been a really challenging time for a lot of people, really scary time, really painful time. You know, and honestly, you know, for the people that I get to engage with and interact with, and many of you who listen to this show, you're listening because you aspire to have more out of life, whether that's finances, relationships, health, all of the above, right? You want to be that whole life millionaire. You know, when you want more out of life or out of your career, your relationships, your health, and you really commit to getting it, you're going to experience a lot of pain, a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment, doubt, fear, right? In addition to all of the great things. But that's what life is all about. Nothing worth having is easy, and the failures and all of those dark times are really the most critical and important times for weaponizing you and equipping you to be able to enjoy and sustain and appreciate the moments of successes and triumphs that get unlocked beyond those times. And lately, I've been hearing a lot of people complaining and kind of laying down and going soft and really just playing the victim card. And I'm not saying this is you, but maybe it is. Maybe you need to hear this message, or maybe a friend or a family member or a coworker needs to hear this message. And I want to make sure that you are not falling into this trap, or that as a leader, you can help other people around you not fall into this trap, and that you're keeping the right perspective and viewing life through the right set of lenses as you strive towards those goals, or as you help others strive towards those goals. Because right now, I guarantee you, when I say you know someone who's been complaining about politics or about protests or about COVID or about their job or what they are making you do at the gym or their favorite restaurant or the care next door or whatever, we all know one of those people. And if you're that person, stop it. For God's sake, stop it. Give your energy to something that is going to serve you and the people around you and bring value to your life, to your community, to your workplace, to your family, to your health. Because complaining is just a big garbage magnet. It's just a big magnet for collecting crap in your life that you don't want. All the things that you're complaining about, you're actually going to get more of. Universal law. There isn't one positive thing that will come to you as a result of complaining. I promise you that. And don't get me wrong, everyone complains. I complain sometimes, right? But they have to be isolated events, and they cannot be your default response. If that's always your default response every time someone does something or says something or a result happens in your life that you don't like or doesn't go your way, and your immediate reaction is to a place of anger, of frustration, of blaming, of victim mentality, to complain, you will never achieve the greatness that you're capable of, guaranteed. You'll never unlock the amount of wealth or freedom or lifestyle or health or happiness that you are dreaming of, that every human being dreams of. We all have those goals and those aspirations for much more than what we have right now. And that doesn't mean just money, right? That could mean fulfillment. That could mean friendship. That could mean so many different things to so many different people. But I can tell you this, if you're a complainer, you will never break through that ceiling. I don't know one complainer or one person that is a victim all the time who is massively successful, who is extremely happy, who is overly fulfilled and joyed by their life. I don't know any of those people. So if you're one of those people or you know one of these people, I just want to share a couple truths, a couple reminders with you about life that can often be painful for us to accept. But when we do accept them, I think this is necessary to acknowledge and important to remember so that you don't fall into this destructive way of thinking, that you don't compound those thoughts, those beliefs, and ultimately followed up by certain actions based on those beliefs in the wrong direction. See, pain is always going to be, you know, present on this path to unlocking new levels of success in all areas of your life. If you want to get fit, you want a six-pack, you want to be really, really healthy, well, guess what? That shit's going to be tough. You want to go out and make millions and millions and millions of dollars and impact millions and millions and millions of people? Guess what? That path is going to be tough. You can apply that to any path of life and success. But the next time you're feeling down or discouraged, right? Maybe you want to complain a little bit. Remember these truths about life and know that you are in complete control of how you respond to those thoughts, how you engage with them, and how you move beyond them. So a couple things that came to mind to me is the average life is so damn short. You know, when you look in the timeline of the earth, billions of years old, we are just specks of dust on this timeline. Go after the big goals and the big dreams that you have. All these doubts, these fears, these things that you're scared of that are holding you back. Let me just tell you something in the most loving way. You're not as important as you might think you are. How you look, how you sound, how you act, what results you do or don't get, guess what? There's really not too many people on this planet of billions of people who actually care enough about your results that you should give enough power to them and not go big and go after the dreams that you have. So complaining about all these extra things out in the universe that are controlling and dictating the decisions you are or aren't making, guess what? Nobody cares. And that might hurt a little bit, but guess what? That should set you free. The truth hurts sometimes, right? One of my mentors, and we all know this line, you can't handle the truth. But guess what? The truth will set you free. And oftentimes the truth is kind of painful, but when you accept and acknowledge it, it will set you free to go and move past it. Number two is you only ever live the life you created for yourself. Let me say that again. You are living the life that you have created for yourself, nobody else. Your life is a direct reflection of the choices that you have or haven't made. If you don't like your life, guess what? Start making better choices and be more accountable to the choices that you're making. Number three, busy does not mean productive. I see so many people, their default answer nowadays, especially in this fast-moving world that we live in, is, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm great, but I'm so busy. Well, what the hell are you getting done? What results are you getting done? Don't mistake movement for achievement. I know a lot of people, and I have a lot of friends, that think because they're very busy and they have their hands in a lot of things, that they are being successful. And I can tell you this much, if you are someone who's constantly doing all these different things and barely moving the needle and you're always talking about it and always saying how busy you are, I'm actually losing a little bit of respect for you every time you can't seem to follow through on something and get an actual result. Narrow your focus, be more productive, and give yourself an opportunity to actually unlock greater results. Not only will you build confidence and respect for yourself, so will others. Number four, failure always occurs before success. Breakdowns always happen before the breakthroughs. You need that context to life, to success, to give you some more color and appreciation, because when you change how you have a conversation or interact with failure, you'll be so much more empowered to embrace it and to lean into it and not feel ashamed or disgraced or guilty when it happens. Failure is something that we all experience on a daily basis, and that's okay. But the only failure that really occurs is when you stop trying when you know you shouldn't. Number five, thinking and doing are two very different things. I can't tell you how many people have amazing ideas that they bring to me all the time, or that I'm sure you've heard of, or many people have read about in books, right? All of these great ideas, but they never take action on them. Execution is always going to trump an idea. One of my early mentors told me, hey, all you have to be is dumb enough to believe in yourself, to believe in your idea, and smart enough to execute on it every single day. Most people, they can think and dream and have big visions, but they can't consistently act. And until you can find a way to do small, smart decisions every day over an extended period of time, you will never unlock the amount of success, of wealth, of fulfillment that you're capable of. Number six, some people are simply the wrong match for you. Too many people hang on to toxic relationships in their life and they tolerate it. First off, don't complain about what you tolerate in your life. If you want to complain about your mom or your best friend or your boyfriend or girlfriend, one of your coworkers, and you tolerate that shit, well, there's nobody to blame but you, okay? I always tell people I'm a loving human being, but my standards are not. My standards are ruthless, and that has led to many of my friendships and or relationships fizzling out. And that's okay. That's also led to creating room for people that were more aligned with my standards to come in and lift me up to a higher level as well. It's okay to let people go. It's okay to let relationships expire. Relationships can be seasonal, and never let someone hold you back from getting to the next level or pulling you down to theirs. You don't owe anything to anyone. And if they make you feel like you do, that's the only permission you need right there to move on, because those who truly care about you and support you and want to uplift you and challenge you and inspire you will cheer you on to the next stages of your life, whether they are going to be a part of them or not. Remember, going back to number one, the average human life is relatively short. You are a speck of dust on this timeline, and the last thing you want to do is have any wasted time. Any time that is disrupted or disturbed longer than it needs to by people who are the wrong match for you and for your life. Last but not least, and I got plenty of these for you guys, but I'm going to keep it short today. It's not other people's job to love you. The only person's job that is your own. It ain't your wife's job. It ain't your mama's job. It ain't your daddy's job. It ain't your best friend's job. They can all do that. And if they truly do love you, they will. But it is nobody else's job to love you but you. And when you can do that, and when you're whole, you're going to show up as the best version of yourself and give the best version of yourself to everybody and everything around you. And that is your job, is to find a way to love you for you. When I found and gave myself permission to be like, man, I love Maddie. You know, all the good, all the bad, I'm going to acknowledge it, but I love me through and through. When I'm the most organic, aligned version of me and who I am at my core, I'm the most powerful version of myself, and I know that all the people that are loving me for me are loving me for me because they are getting the organic Matt. Nothing else but the organic Matt. And if people don't like you for that, that's okay. It's not your business what other people think or feel about you. What matters most is that you are proud of who you are and what you think and feel about yourself, that you feel aligned with your core values and what you are at the center of your core being. So just remember, it's nobody else's job to love you. It is only your job, and everybody else will fall in line after that. These were just a few reminders that I wanted to share with many of you today. They came up in my conversations over the last week. And, you know, for those of you who might be feeling in a rut or have somebody in your world that might be feeling in a rut or feeling some pain or some frustration or going through some challenges these last few months, it's been a wild roller coaster, and they're entitled to that. But don't let them stay there. You don't stay there. And the more condensed you can make those moments and bring more perspective and shift that, not only are you going to step up as a leader in that person's life or in your own life, you're going to put yourself or that individual on a different path that could completely new and different results moving forward. And I say these things because I want to create some space for you to be more aware of any of these things that might be holding you back from getting you to that next level or that person to that next level. It could literally be something so small, but you have to remember that small things allowed to occur over and over an extended period of time can turn into big things, whether that's good or bad. So remember, you have the ability to choose how you feel, how you think, how you act. As far as I know, we still live in one of the most blessed, free, amazing countries, no matter what you might think or what you might say or what somebody else might say. You have the ability, based on those things, to dictate the results that you get. So stay woke, stay active, choose wisely, and until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. Well, that wraps up this week's Friday Food for Thought. If you're not subscribed on the YouTube channel yet, be sure to head over and subscribe so you can see all of these audio episodes via video as well. Matt Aitchison or Millionaire Mindcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, drop me a comment below, or text me at 844-447-1555 if you haven't done so yet. If you want to know more about our upcoming wealth camps, our five-star world-class experiences and wealth-building workshops, you can learn more by texting the word wealth camp, one word, to 844-447-1555. If you're looking for a mentor, you're looking for a coach, and you want to work with me directly, text the word mentor to 844-447-1555 to learn more. With that being said, be sure to check out the richlifeacademy.com for all kinds of tools and resources to learn more about our community. Now more than ever is the time to double down on your skills, double down on your education, double down on your community, the coaches, the mentors, the people you surround yourself with, and our world-class community has a spot for you. So be sure to check out the richlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.